Barrett had his first piano recital on Saturday, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. While you guys out were collecting for 10,000 toys for girls and boys, I was sitting in a church in the North End watching kids perform and perform and perform, and then my little boy gets up there and plays.
Next one, Barrett.
Remix.
Bop, bop.
Can Dan rap to this, please?
Oh, that'd be great.
Carson's literally the mom from Mean Girls with the camcorder.
You're doing great, sweetie. Yes.
Boom.
So he does, you know, he does that song. He does another song.
Oh, that was Barrett?
Yeah, that was.
I thought that was Shawn Mendes.
And so, you know, he's in a group with his instructor, and there's probably 15 kids in his group. There's, I don't know.
Yeah.
So
we know
many
how
kids.
Recitals work. We
right.
And I told you this beforehand. I was like, man, this is gonna be a lot of kids. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry.
Lana had to get back to work, so she wanted to leave. Mm-hmm. So at the end of his group, now Barrett was like second or third in his group. At the end of his group, when they do the shuffle, we do what other parents were doing, get up and leave.
If other parents jumped off a cliff, would you? It's still rude.
As we go to walk out of the pew, the woman sitting behind us goes, rude.
Yes, fact, not opinion.
Where were you guys sitting?
Front row.
Well, we got front row of the church.
We got there half hour early so I could set up my camera. I need to make sure I got all of this.
I mean, I could see it. I think you guys were in the back a little bit, but front row, you're just making a spectacle of yourself.
All those kids are there to be heard.
The parents should be thanking us because the kids that were going later, their parents can now move to the front row.
The three that are left.
Yeah. And,
super
and
nice.
Watch. No,
this is what it sounded like at the end of the show.
Lori is from Melrose. So, Lori, was it rude for us to just pick up and leave in the middle like that?
Yeah, that's not cool.
There were 50 or 60 kids.
Yeah, you have to kind of stay for the finale. I have a competitive dancer, and I've had a similar issue where a group of moms walked out when my daughter went up to do her solo, so it didn't feel good. So you should probably stay at the end.
Yeah, how would you feel, Carson, if you worked so hard and then people just left before it was your turn to go?
Yeah, and there's nobody there to clap for the kids at the end because
like,
everybody's gone.
It's just one family left at the end, and that's okay. If Barrett was last, you'd be pissed.
I would not. We would be clapping so loud it would sound like the church was full.
It used to be like the way graduation was when your last name was Z.
All right. Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome. Bye.
Beth is from Manchester. Good morning, Beth.
Hi. I'm not a parent, but I'm a school music teacher, and I've conducted many, many holidays.
Damn!
I've got about four or five coming up the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so, you know, my son's group got done. There was like 50 or 60 kids performing. He was halfway through. We waited till their group got done, and there was a changeover, and that's when we got up and left. Rude?
Yes, definitely rude. That, like, drives me crazy, because all these kids have been working so hard on these songs for the past couple of months. I've been listening to Mr. Grinch for the past couple of months. And I feel bad for the last group to sing, because then, like, they have, like, a half-full audience. What I've actually done the past couple of years is I do an all-school song at the end of the show to sort of hold everyone hostage to the very, very end.
Oh, you're the worst!
Beth,
I'm the worst!
So good. You're so mean. Don't sing, kid. Don't sing.
I'm feeling bad for the last group because it's like they'd have like three rows there and like no, everyone else had left. So now I do this all school song at the end, sort of forces everyone to stay to the very, very end. And I'm sure that probably annoys some parents. But, you know, my kids have been working really, really hard on these songs and I want to make sure they've got an audience to sing to.
Beth, quick question. Okay to send out numerous texts during the recital when your kid's not performing?
As long as your phone is on silent.
Thank you.
No. Because the lights are down.
No, they're not. It was a bright building. There was a lot going on.
I don't care.
Nobody saw me.
We got six texts from Carson during this recital.
I was checking on the toy drive. That's all.
I mean, there are probably people posting like right to Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but he wasn't paying attention. He was texting us about something totally else.
It wasn't my kid. There's like 60 kids. I can only hear "These are my favorite things" 52 times before I check out.
I mean, just remember, like, the kids are watching you. Like, you should be role modeling good audience behavior. It drives me crazy when my students are better listeners than the parents and the audience.
Get it, Beth.
Beth, I love you. Thank you for listening to the show.
All right, have a good day.
And to be fair, Kennedy, the reason I was texting you was because I had the box truck and I needed to find out if I had to come down to you to pick up the toys, right?
That was one text, and we didn't need to do that until 1 o'clock.
We could have texted you.
It's never your fault. Beep, bop, boop.
This is his second
song. He sounds
song.
Amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
He really does.
Yes.
And his posture was amazing.
Yeah, he just started playing it in September.
I mean, really,
very good
really
posture.
Great.
It's incredible.
Yeah. But still, you shouldn't have left.
It's our first recital. We're rookies.
Should we just leave the studio now, Kennedy? Just leave,
I would.
Walk out right now?
You know, a lot of the text messages giving us good advice. Don't sit up front.
Yeah, front row. First mistake.
Rookie mistake.
Set your camera up. Walk away.
Did you hear me?
Hey.
We have the video, too. Of course we do. We're doting parents, and we'll put the video, some of the video up on our Mix Instagram.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.